Mexico is by far the most popular destination for U.S. tourists traveling abroad, and Americans are the main source of foreign tourism in Mexico. But the country's tourism industry is struggling as it adapts to the pandemic's new normal. For the first part of our series, Mexico's Tourism Under Recovery, Rodrigo Cervantes reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau.
Before the pandemic, the main square of Valle de Bravo would have plenty of visitors at dusk. But now the square of this tourism-driven town in central Mexico is closed and only birds are back. Juan Garcia manages the Puesta del Sol Hotel a few blocks away.
No sabemos quién nos pueda llegar, este...
Since mid-July, the government is allowing hotels to operate only up to 30% of their capacity, following strict sanitizing rules and hygiene protocols. The manager says they worry about asymptomatic guests, but the main concern all over town is the lack of visitors.
Hemos tenido pues también apoyo por parte del gobierno estatal, ¿no?
García says the state government has supported tourism businesses by temporarily eliminating the occupancy tax, but many people, like artisans or boat drivers, depend on the money out of the tourists' pockets.
Entendemos la política de nuestro señor presidente en el sentido de...
García says he understands President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policy of favoring the poor, but he's also concerned about business owners. The federal government requires companies to keep paying workers, and García says this is becoming a real struggle, particularly as they compete with less regulated services like Airbnb. Roberto Zapata is the tourism vice president of Mexico's National Chamber of Commerce. He says their economic expectation for 2020 is much lower compared to last year.
We're going to be reaching, at the most, 45%.
Zapata says 9% of Mexico's GDP comes from the tourism sector, but it has been losing around $180 million per day since the pandemic, with 1 million jobs at risk.
We have 10 million people that are employees of the tourism in the different areas.
He says some of the government's financial institutions have provided credits that are insufficient and worth high interest. Zapata says some local authorities have been supportive, but not the federal government.
So yeah, we're just doing everything by ourselves. That's a fact.
Last year, the López Obrador administration disbanded ProMexico, the agency to promote tourism internationally. Zapata says that has also worsened the situation, but the industry has developed world-class standards ready to expect more visitors regardless of the authorities.
Ah, llovido sobre mojado.
When it pours, it rains, says President López Obrador as he visits the Mayan Riviera after the hit of Hurricane Delta. But he says tourism is going up, forecasting that things will go back to normal by the end of the year. In Cancun, many work to clear the damages left by the hurricane, as a video shared by Laura Orrostieta shows. She owns Cancun Transfers and Tours, a private land transportation company in the Mayan Riviera.
Empezó la parte de violencia y empezó el sargazo, entonces...
Orrostieta says problems started 2 years ago with the expansion of organized crime and a seaweed plague. But she says things started to look much better by the end of last year, until the pandemic struck.
Nosotros aquí sin turismo, está muerto.
Without tourists, this place is dead, she says. But Orrostieta notices the continuous yet slight return of visitors, particularly from the rest of Mexico and the U.S., that makes her optimistic despite being disappointed by the federal government. Orrostieta says it's a moment for bringing solidarity. She says she knows of many people who've been affected, including COVID-19 victims who died. Others have had to close their businesses or start something new to survive. But she says everyone is following the sanitary rules because everyone needs to start over again. And she says the best way to help the industry and her country is by traveling while staying safe. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
As the coronavirus pandemic drags on, many people are looking for safe ways to get out of the house. That's been a boon in recent months for Rocky Point, a beach town in neighboring Sonora, Mexico, known for its popularity among Arizonans. And some Sonoran leaders hope that trend will spread to other parts of the state, too. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust brings us part two of our series, Mexico's Tourism Under Recovery.
Music rumbled across a crowded beach in Puerto Peñasco, where 19-year-old Hunter Spanier recorded a video with friends during their weekend there in early October.
There were so many people just tense and tense and tense. It was packed.
Despite crowds at the beach and the ongoing pandemic, Spanier says it was worth the trip from her home in Tempe, with days full of great food, banana boat rides, and shopping.
I mean, I had the best time of my life. It was amazing.
And she's not the only one. In recent months, Arizona tourists have flocked across the border to Puerto Peñasco or Rocky Point.
Fabuloso. Esa es la palabra.
Hector Vasquez heads Rocky Point's Visitors and Conventions Office. He's thrilled with the uptick of visitors. 80% of Rocky Point's economy depends on tourism, so when the city locked down earlier this year to prevent the spread of the coronavirus during what should have been its high season, it was economically devastating. But now, he says, things are starting to look up.
Pero septiembre, fíjate qué curioso.
Vasquez says Rocky Point received more visitors this September than in the same month last year. That's even with the city's continued safety protocols, including a curfew, mask mandate, and limited capacity at hotels, restaurants, and other public spaces, as well as travel restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border that have been in place for nearly 7 months. But Rocky Point Mayor Kiko Munro says those restrictions haven't impeded southbound travelers.
It hasn't had that big of an impact on us because people are allowed to come freely.
He means that while technically non-essential travel like tourism is barred on both sides of the border, Mexican officials aren't enforcing those rules, and northbound restrictions have meant little to many Arizona travelers because the return of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents is considered essential regardless of what brought them to Mexico. That's frustrated some U.S. officials who say tourists could be spreading the coronavirus. But Munro says Rocky Point has taken measures that prioritize both health and tourism.
We are demonstrating that you can actually live with an economy being active and health situation being controlled.
So far, Rocky Point has had relatively low numbers of reported coronavirus cases and deaths, and Munro hopes that will continue to attract Arizonans seeking safe ways to travel amid the pandemic.
Quisiéramos que Sonora sea una de sus alternativas principales.
Luis Nunez heads tourism promotion in Sonora. He's optimistic that reticence to fly or travel long distances could bring more Arizonans to other parts of the state too.
Estamos trabajando en recuperar la confianza de los turistas.
He says state leaders hope to build confidence in potential tourists by providing coronavirus safety training to hotel and tourism operators in popular destinations, including beach towns like San Carlos.
Ha sido un ejemplo, realmente ha sido un ejemplo a nivel nacional.
He says they're using Rocky Point as a model of how to safely spur tourism amid the pandemic. And Hunter Spanier says during her visit, it did feel safe.
Some places kind of a little bit more than in the States.
She says face coverings, hand sanitizer, and temperature checks were ubiquitous at restaurants and public spaces in Rocky Point, and that sense of security makes her want to come back. Though she says, especially during the pandemic, visitors hoping for a Rocky Point getaway should also keep the well-being of local residents in mind when they travel.
There are people that live here, and it's not just a playground. It's somebody's home.
How's everything?
Fantastic.
Mickey Medina, who owns Rocky Point restaurant Chef Mickey's Place, says he thinks tourists are respecting the city's new rules, and he's glad to have them.
Things are looking a lot nicer right now than they did a few months ago.
Businesses like his can't survive without cross-border visitors, so he says they're following safety guidelines to a T to keep Arizonans coming.
They can feel safe that when they come to a restaurant anywhere in Rocky Point, they're going to be well taken care of now more than ever.
Because he says everyone knows the tourism bringing life back to Rocky Point right now depends on keeping the pandemic under control. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.